Well, welcome everybody to our Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary Getten, and today is Friday, the first Friday of the month, February 2020. And I'm really excited that we have a good friend of mine who's going to be leading the meditation today, and that is Muriel Lindsay. Muriel, wow, she has quite a quite a story. But for the last 22 years, she's been living up on Tybee Island, which is off the coast of Georgia. And she moved there to work with the dolphins of that area. And she goes out and kayaks with them every day during the months that they're in this river behind her house. And I was really fortunate to get to meet her dolphin friends this summer when I stopped by to visit. It was so cool. And so she's been doing that for like 22 years now. And before that, she was a healer and a therapist, and she's always worked in connecting with the spirits of nature. And she's also a professional astrologer since about 1977, and so she still does readings for individuals. She's an author of 4 books, and she's got 2 more just waiting to be published. She's even had some little mini documentaries done about her work with the dolphins and the nature spirits through the film school at the Savannah College of Art and Design. But one of the things about Muriel that really blows me away is that she's been connecting with the water by swimming throughout the year. So even when the water is cold, she goes swimming. And this was something that my orca friend Granny asked her to do, to connect with this water consciousness through swimming daily. And so, boy, it's cold water is not my thing. I have a lot of respect for anybody who can do that. So I encourage you to check out Muriel's website. It's Muriel Lindsay. lindsay.com. And I'm just excited to see what you have for us today, Muriel.
Well, I love being here, and I love being asked to do this. It's my pleasure, and I also love just every month coming on and listening to the huge compendium of people from around the world who have so much to share about the waters and who have so much sort of a personal love for the element water and just want to line up to do what they can to make it all better in this changing world we're living in. So it's all good, and if it weren't for Granny and Mary, this wouldn't be happening. So once again, Mary, salutes to you for getting the ball rolling and keeping it rolling, for that fact.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it wouldn't be happening without people like you and Linda and David and Jennifer and Jamie and Sue and all these people who show up month after month for almost 6 years now. It's just so beautiful to me that we have such a dedicated group of people that, you know, make this a commitment and show up. So it's
The commitment, but also we get so much out of it. So it's also self-serving.
We're lucky.
We are lucky indeed. So, well, today this isn't exactly a meditation I'm doing. It's more like a story. But what I recommend is that you get really relaxed and go within and close your eyes and just listen to this particular wisdom from water. So here we begin. I am water. I am one of the elements of creation, and I wanted to tell you my story. Actually, it's just one of my stories, but it's the one I wanted to share at this time. All of the elements have their stories, as they are all part of creation itself. Fire is the spark that initiates the blaze of life. Air is the breath of life that ushers in spirit. Earth is the foundation and holding of form and structure, the matrix of life. Ether is the memory of the light of the heavens. And I, water, am the river of movement. I move into and between all of creation. Without any one of these elements, creation on earth cannot be. You listening on this call are particularly aware of the role water plays in the whole of things. You recognize and honor that, and I, water, want to thank you for being among those who understand and represent such imperative wisdom. Without your understanding, I, water, suffer, and creation itself is in jeopardy. You are the keepers of my sustenance, which, as you know, is the same as your own. When you feel gratitude, it is I, water, in your own body that is responsible for that experience. For gratitude is the emotion of that which flows freely into that which is ready to be born. We are a team, all of you and I, water. So now, on with my story. Settle in and hear my tale. I am water. Chemists talk of my being part hydrogen and part oxygen, which is true enough, but that has nothing to do with the soul of me. Yes, elements have souls. Soul is about essence. Soul is about the central isness of whatever you are talking about. Here and now, I am speaking of my soul. What is it I want you to know that perhaps you've not been aware of before? It is this: all souls understand other souls. The language of soul is about vibration. Since I, water, as soul, inhabit such a large part of your physical vehicle, that means that my communication with you is constant and very alive in your inner realms. Your overall soul, which exists as a collection of elements and vibrations of consciousness, is never not in communication with me. My soul, as water, contributes to you something unique. I vibrate back to you where you are in your evolutionary process. I do this through your feelings and emotions. The other elements do a similar thing, but there is a major difference in what I, water, contribute. Feelings and emotions account for movement of your very being. All choices you make come from this flow of movement. Thoughts occur from this flow. Some believe that thought is the initiator. Let me explain. Initially, following a thought, which belongs to the air element, and following a spark, which belongs to the fire element, all that is came into being. But once established, creation wanted to feel its experience. So I, water, entered. Once I became part of the equation, the feeling element of humanity became unstoppable as a primary force of making choices and taking actions. And that remains so to this day. So what of it, you may ask? This is where the plot thickens. Have you ever noticed the connection of water in your system and your ability to be at peace and feel good and trust life? This happens when I, water, am in balance in your system. Let me explain. Men and women alike are not comfortable when they suffer from water retention in their body. They feel overly contained and constrained, and my essence cannot move sufficiently. Then there is the case of those who have lost some of my essence in their physical being and become dehydrated and suffer as a consequence. They are not able to respond via the movement of flow sufficient to their needs. Health suffers. Mood suffers. Matters of faith suffer. Dehydrated people look older than their years, and indeed, the path of dehydration shortens a lifespan. Drinking more water helps, but is not sufficient to turn around a lack of water in someone's system. For the bigger factor in cases of dehydration is a subconscious loss of connection with divinity. In cases of water retention, there is a similar sense of loss that translates more as a sense of lack of safety, when divinity feels remote, not gone completely, but hard to contact at will. When a child is in utero, they are still one with Source. The watery realm they are in allows them to grow and develop and flourish while feeling safe and loved. Being born is a shock in that the matrix of the water is suddenly gone. The level of vulnerability of a newborn is hard to adequately express. What needs to happen when a child is born is that the beings present in human form who are attending the birth are those in very good relationship with their inner water, for they are supplying the new matrix of the child who is leaving the familiar womb. The new baby can exquisitely feel the new water matrix they are entering into, and it is the movement of love and welcoming that is carried via the soul of water within each person that provides this. Also, should a child be born in actual water under ideal conditions, this greatly supports the transition of letting go of the safety of the womb. Certain kinds of music are connected with the role of water in life, so a baby hearing such music would likewise be greatly benefited. Water evaporates when there is too much heat coming from bright lights, so a more subtly lit location again supports water's role. When a newborn cries, it is sometimes considered a sign of viability and to be helpful to the functioning of the lungs that are learning to breathe for the first time. This impression is not totally wrong, but I, Water, say to you, an infant who enters the world in a water-blessed setting comes in a state of peace and trust, and crying does not automatically happen at the beginning. For infants allowed to swim before the umbilical cord is cut, and especially when it is not cut until it stops pulsing, all the more this child launches in a state of peace. As the new child lays on the mother's chest, the soul of Water in the mother and in the child are in complete communion. Part of my message to you today is obviously about the importance of how a human enters into this world. All the elements can serve in optimal ways, of course, not just water. But my role is particularly significant, for most of the ills in life result from losing connection with Source and not trusting life outside of the orientation, outside of the safety of the womb. Feelings and emotions begin very early to forge an orientation towards having a human experience, which is separate from the body of the mother, she who brought the child to the threshold of stepping into the world as an individual. So let's pursue the life of one born optimally, where the water transition was ideal. What is the result of such a beginning? And what role does water play from that point forward? I would suggest to you that water's greatest gift in such a being is the alignment with empathy and compassion. This becomes a soul who comes as a uniter and as a peacemaker. Water does not allow boundaries to maintain. I, Water, join all. Nothing can keep me out for long, for I always prevail. Even if fire evaporates me, I simply change form to return again. That is why suppressing emotions and feelings does not work. Water always returns. Not all emotions are watery in nature, such as anger being more fire-driven. But it is I, Water, that retrieves what has been temporarily removed. Grief is very connected with water, and it is in grief that what was emotionally buried at some point in the journey of life comes to the surface, not to be denied or controlled. Think of the discovery of hidden civilizations that have been under the sea for thousands of years. Water is patient. It waits for the right time of discovery when something that is needed is stumbled upon. Yes, water can corrode and break down substance as well as preserving for a time in the future. But even as evidence is being destroyed, water itself never is. So sometimes the dissolving of artifacts in water actually is carried into the future by water making its journey of changing form from liquid to gaseous to solid, and all the while holding the vibration within itself of what it had soul-to-soul communication with in the past. There is nothing more powerful than love of Creator. The extremes of joy are all about the feelings of exaltation that all souls feel when returning home to Source, whether actually physically dying or just visiting in dream time or in altered states. The passion of that experience is connected with fire, yes, but the depths, I would suggest, come from the soul of water. While having a human experience and having to remember who you really are and from whence you come, water introduces you to emotional and feeling depths within your own being. The role of these feelings is always about movement, going home, as it were. I, water, am taking you home. As water, I suggest to you that no matter what stirs you deeply emotionally, it is a gift from my soul to yours, for it is allowing you to, when the time comes, be able to feel levels of joy and bliss that were it not for water, you would not be capable of. I request that you ponder this and weigh it in your own life experience. As I said initially, I am sharing just some of my story today. Where water is concerned, there are endless stories. Water is life. You already knew that. Life is good. You sometimes know that. And good is of God, of Source, of the great divine. The water in you knows this as an absolute. Thank you for listening. Thank you for remembering. Thank you for knowing. I am water.
Thank you, Muriel. And what I'd like to do is, while we're sort of soaking up and integrating all of this information from water, let's send gratitude to the water, first of all, in our bodies. Really let the water in your body know how grateful you are for its existence, for its life-giving force. Hold that water within your heart and in deep, deep gratitude. Let your gratitude flow out into the world, to the water that's contained in all living things, whether it be plants or trees, animals, birds. Every living being on this planet that depends on water. Let's send gratitude out to the water in all of those beings. And let's send our love and gratitude out to the water that is in a solid state. All of the water contained in ice and snow, wherever it is on this planet. And now our love and gratitude to all the water that's in its gaseous state, evaporated in the air and the clouds. All our love and gratitude to that water. And finally, let's send our love and gratitude to the water that is in the liquid state all around our planet, in the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the creeks, the swimming pools, the water pipes, your glass on your desk. So all your love and gratitude into the liquid waters of this planet. And love and gratitude to you, Muriel, for speaking on behalf of water and sharing some of that story. Is there something else you'd like to say before we complete?
As you were describing the gratitude journey, I just was watching a cloud as it was floating by, and it just was changing its form and changing its form. And it was like you can't watch that and not be mesmerized, because it's like communication. You're seeing something in its flow and transforming, and it was just absolutely mesmerizing as background to what you were sharing.
Yeah, and to see the actual consciousness
mm-hmm.
of that cloud, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I love that. Wow. Thank you. This was wonderful to hear directly from water and how we can help humanity, especially with the whole birthing thing. Wonderful. If there's anybody who would like to share something or ask Muriel a question, just *6 and tell us your name. And
hi, this is Kristen.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask if you have this water message in a written form. I would love to share this around. It was so, so beautiful. I had tears right away.
Thank you for that. And if you would like to email me, then I will be happy to just send you a copy of it.
Oh, that would be awesome. What's your mail address, though? I'm not sure. Are you on the site?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you?
What's your email address, Muriel?
Oh, my email address. It is, I'll say it and then I'll spell it. It's comdolph@aol.com. And that spells, it's like common dolphin. It's spelled comdolph@aol.com.
Before the ad, what was it? D-O-L-P?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Can you say the part before the ad one more time, please?
Oh, okay. It's comdolph@aol.com, spelled comdolph@aol.com.
Super, thank you so much.
Oh, right. You're so welcome. Thank you.
And the other thing to know is that within a couple days, I'll have this recording up on the website, which is globalwaterhealing.org. And you can go there and download it or play it there, or I think you can even probably send it to other people. So all of our meditations are archived on the website, so you can always go back and do them again and share them with other people.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah, David.
Let's get the transcript up with the recording for this one.
Oh, okay.
Put
the transcript like on the links page, or I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
how I
yeah, no, no, that. Right on. You know, right next to where the MP3 is, we can just put a link to the transcript. So why don't you?
I'll send a link to Mary. I'll send a link to you, and then you can do what you need to get it on.
David can help me do it.
yeah. It might have to wait until after my trip, but we'll
That's
definitely get
fine.
That done.
Okay, yeah, after you get back, no problem. Cool. That would be great. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, David. Is there anybody else who'd like to share something with Muriel or ask her a question?
Hi, Muriel. This is Jamie. I thank you so much for all the beauty and awareness you bring to us. And I'm honored to be part of this whole experience. So thank you for that. I wanted to tell you a friend sent me, I'm not really good with a computer, but it had gratitude slash and old guy's name was Louis Schwartzberg.
Oh, yeah.
And he does time-lapse. Is that time-lapse photography?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And he's so, talks about gratitude the whole time. It is such a beautiful piece, very touching. And I just wanted to bring that to the attention of this beautiful moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yes. All right.
It's on YouTube, I think, if you Googled gratitude, Louis Schwartzberg.
Oh, have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, my, I'm so, you know, takes a while for things to get to me, I guess. Oh, well, anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I will look at it for sure.
Okay. All right. I think I just don't know how to say goodbye, so I'm just going to sign off.
Okay. Bye, Jamie.
That's so sweet.
This is Linny calling, or listening, I should say. And in my world of voice, hydration and lubrication is so very important. And I love the word lubrication as a nice pillowy place to put my head as I've listened to these gorgeous words through Muriel. And love the concept of lubrication helping us move our tissue, move our voices, move our truth, move our souls through our bodies.
Beautiful. And when I think of lubrication, I think of ease.
Mm.
It eases things.
Yes, it takes the friction away.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Anyone else?
Hello, this is Allison. I wanted to thank you deeply. This is, expecting the normal meditation, and this was an amazing surprise to hear directly from water. And I wondered if you swimming year-round had connected you so much that this just came, water communicated to you this way. And thank you so much.
Thank you for your comment, and thank you for the question, because absolutely, the answer is a complete yes. And one thing I've noticed about communing with water, and I like to say communing rather than communicating with, because it's wordless. But when I am in the water, I just go into a state where I really feel my boundaries just melting, and then I'm just in water, of water, I am water, and so that sort of infiltration, I think, was what allowed this particular story to come through. I could not agree with you more.
So cool. Okay, is there anyone else?
This is Katie.
Go ahead, Katie.
Hi, Muriel.
Hi.
Muriel. I just want to say thank you for your dedication to taking yourself in your body form that is of such high vibration after the rituals that you do on a daily basis into the water, to dissolve into the water all that you access as your own divinity, and to become one with the water in which you swim on a daily basis, and the nourishment that offers also to the dolphins with which you commune. And thank you also for your dolphin letters. They remain a daily joy in the messages. So I honor and appreciate you.
Well, listening to you, water has decided it wants to creep out of my eyes. Thank you so much. Oh,
thank
well.
You.
Hi, this is Ariane, and I think within about a month ago or so, it came across my Facebook page again, this exquisitely beautiful song, Native American, in the video. It's Native American women and female children singing a chant. It's I was sitting here one, I think I remember it. It's Nibi Wabo and Diane, Aki Miskwi Nibi Wabo, and then it's a chant of Heya 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 Ha Hey Heya 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 Ho. And it's just exquisitely beautiful. I'm going to see if I can find the link, and I'll send it to you.
I think it's actually on the link section on the website.
Is it there already? Oh, great.
I think so, because yeah. Check it out. If it's not, send it to me. But I do think I've already got that one up there.
Yes, it's just exquisite. And this time, mm-hmm. I've seen it before, but this time I kind of memorized it and then remembered to sing to water, because water hears me. It touched me a lot.
That's your inner water.
That's right.
It just starts to creep out of my eyes. Yeah, I really, really loved it.
And that reminds me, yeah, so there are on the website, there are links to other water organizations and videos and chants and blessings and things like that. And there are also this new page up that is good news about water. So there's all kinds of interesting videos and links there about things that are happening. And, you know, so many of us on this call have been faithfully showing up and doing this work. And it does make a difference. And there's a lot of good news out there happening, you know, about the water, things that are changing, things that are being invented, new technologies, all kinds of things. So do please take a moment to go to globalwaterhealing.org and look at the news and the links. Well, Muriel, I think it's time for us to go, and I'm so thankful that you were here and led this wonderful story of water with us, shared it with us today. And we'll for sure be having you back again next year.
our tradition.
Yes.
I love it. So, we are recycled.
That's right. That's right. So what I'm going to do is unmute everybody, and we can all have our chaotic goodbye, and we'll see you next month. Mayor Cromwell is going to lead the meditation next month in March. So everybody have a wonderful month of Valentine's Day, and we'll see you next time.
And safe travels, Linda and David,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Linda. That's right, Linda and David, safe travels.
Thank you so much, you guys. We're excited.
Glad you're feeling better, Larry. Congratulations on healing so well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
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 Yeah. Bye-bye. Things are beginning to flow, Larry says.
Yeah. Love you all.
Bye.